Foster off the faceoff. So, you know, we knew we needed contributions from some different people tonight with some of the guys we have out of the lineup and the end of a road trip, and we got that.
You always want your D to be active, but you had some really good chances even in the second period where you didn't score. Yeah. But
They played a big part tonight. You know, I thought they pinched well. They kept a lot of pucks live in the offensive zone. I thought Winnipeg did a real good job of blocking shots, we would have had more point shots through, but they got in some shooting lanes early.
Can you be more skilled and precise than Larson and Eliash on that?
No, what a play. You know, I just watch it on replay. I mean, you know, Patrick lets it go through his feet on purpose and then turns, and, you know, for Larson to have the vision to go back to him there is, you know, that's why he's a special player.
Just had to be persistent in this one. You were down 1-0.
You know, persistent, you know, keep our composure, hang around. You're on the road in a tough building, obviously a four-point game. Our goaltender was great right from the start, and we just had to hang around.
How about the frantic finish?
Yeah, not exactly the way you want to. You're hoping that we score on the penalty shot and the game ends right there, but, you know, we did what we had to do. I thought, you know, obviously Marty made a couple huge saves at the right time. I thought Adam Larson had his best game maybe all year for us at both ends of the rink, so we got some great contributions.
Was this similar to the Edmonton game in that you called that gutty, sort of gritty at the end of that one?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, again, coming in here tonight with Henrique out of the lineup at the last minute, and, you know, we knew we were going to have to dig deep, and, you know, especially in this environment, and the guys did that, and we didn't lose our composure at any point in the game, even when they got the first goal, so it was a good effort.
Is it the kind of player you expected Larson to develop into?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's just getting better every day. You know, he's a sponge. Everything, you know, Larry Robinson shows him as far as stick positioning and battling and everything. Adam Oat shows him, you know, regarding other things. Dave Barra on the penalty kill, like he's getting better every day, and that's what it's about when you're an 18-year-old in this league.
It's a 3-1-0 on the road trip, a pretty happy trip home, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I mean, you know, in the one game, you know, in Calgary, I think was a winnable game too. So, you know, we're playing well. We're finding ways to win, and we've got to keep that going.
You called a timeout to let Patrick rest.
Yeah, he was exhausted. I don't think he would have made it down the penalty shot if we hadn't. So, that was the. You know, you'd like to save the timeout for the end, but, you know, we had an opportunity there to end the game, so we used it.
See a difference in physicality between your club and Winnipeg?
No, it was a physical game at ice level both ways. You know, I thought both teams were throwing out big hits. You know, it was a playoff-type game at ice level.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.